All right. Episode 2 of the week, Taiwan Special. Yesterday I talked about mob dynamics and how I was in a mob class. I was dealing with mobs in the Lincoln Memorial singing Amazing Grace in 1997. And I was in a mob with Christians converging with a mob of a Taoist parade in Taiwan. Well, there was another mob that I saw. 2014, I was there with the Sunflower students. I was outside with people moving around, and I saw the police here, the government out there grandstanding and complaining, 30,000 people in the streets occupying everything to keep the police away. I mean, the police are not going to go in and attack these people, and the people are going to stand up and push them back. So they're just, the people are there so the police can't come in and act without what are the human rights guys? Why can't I think of the name of the human rights activist group that's always pestering China? This is going to drive me nuts. So I got to find out the name of this. Is it human rights organization? Amnesty International. Right. See, we don't want. See, you get these mob of people that just quietly sit down and start eating their lunch and dinner and stay there, and then they come in shifts and come and go all day long. People will do the night shift to keep the police from going in, and the police aren't going to go in because then Amnesty International would show up. You beat someone that didn't have any weapons. He's like, yeah, well, he was disrupting our government. You can't beat people without weapons, though. We are Amnesty International. We got to get money from people, so we've got to defend someone even though there's no purpose. You know, okay, maybe not. But, like, you know, it is Amnesty International's prerogative to defend those guys. So, you know, the police were more afraid of Amnesty International than they were of that mob, of the people outside. I guarantee, I mean, like, you got to understand that. And there is value in that. Well, same with Jesse Jackson. I mean, not only does Jesse Jackson have an awesome name, although he is trying to treat the problems of yesterday, as I mentioned in the podcast, as if those are the problems today, treating, you know, good medicine, wrong disease, you're going to make someone more sick, okay? I get that. Not only is that happening, but, you know, Jesse Jackson is a force to be reckoned with, and that does keep a lot of people better off. All right. So, where, George, where am I with all this? Okay, so I was there with the Sunflower students when they were having their mob problems. Yeah. So, Sunflower students, 30,000 people outside, probably 1,000 to 2,000 students living inside, there was a mob there. And then here's like a line, and then there's a whole bunch of police just standing there. And it's not like sometimes it'd have like a yellow tape. Other times it's just like, don't go around that post because that's like police zone in there. So it's like, I remember being there. There were a whole bunch of police lining one of the outer entrance to the courtyard. And then right in front of that was this mob of Taiwanese from the American Solidarity Union. They're the ones that want, or not American, the Taiwan Solidarity Union. And they were camped there sitting looking at the police. And the two were in this face-off at each other. So the police are standing there to make sure no one crosses the line. And the Taiwanese are sitting there from this other group supporting the Sunflower students, which are on this other thing. They were a different group of student demonstrators that swelled up into this thing. So this other interest group that kind of has the same goals, they're sitting in front of the police to make sure the police don't step farther forward so that, you know, because they don't want the police to gain more and more ground as part of a strategy for wedging the movement out. I mean, the reason was because they wanted to keep the legislature from functioning because the president was trying to create secret talks between Taiwan and China, And as I understand, those talks would have been so secretive that Taiwan could have sold America's military technology that Taiwan had without America knowing it. Like, no one even mentioned that, but I, as the American, was sitting there thinking this. So they were trying to keep the legislature disrupted so that Taiwan wouldn't create hyper-secret talks, top-secret talks with China, because that could have been a place to violate all kinds of international laws, create military problems. There are all kinds of problems with that. So and Taiwan's president wasn't stopping. The control branch, the control yen, it's called a yen, but the control branch, which does impeachment stuff, that was shut down because the president put his buddy in charge of it and he just said, everyone go home. So that was turned off. So this was kind of a backup thing to keep the government, to shut down the government. So you had these standoffs. Well, there was this mob of about maybe 20 people. They were very orderly. But they were sitting in front of about 10 or 20 police officers, all standing shoulder to shoulder in front of the gate. And I went and stood between the two. Now, here I've got 15 to 20 police on one side of me. Now, I turn around and look this way and that way. So on who's on what side, I mean, that's changing. So I'm not going to describe it as if it's not changing. But I have police on this side. And then I had about double number of unarmed civilians on the other side. And then there was walk area. And then out on the outskirts are even more people lining the whole area. And then there's 30,000 people out on the street nearby. So I've got these two guys, these two groups in a face-off. Those police are standing in front of their nation's legislature that's armed, that leads a government armed with American military tech. So this is a big, this is a powerful, well-backed police force right next to me. And behind them are other police out in the courtyard beyond that. Then over here is this this activist group that's been around for a long, long, long time, seeking Taiwanese independence and international recognition, a place in the United Nations and all that stuff. And I just sat there, and I want peace. That's what I want, to keep peace. That's all I wanted. I wasn't here to act for anyone. I wanted peace. And so I stood right between the groups. If there were any cameras, they would have been on me. And I just started, I looked at the people and I said, we love police. We love police. I started saying it. And everyone started shouting, we love police. And the police don't know what to do. So their eyes kind of get wide and marred. They're yelling. They're saying they love police. They're like, So then I left. Of course, you know, the Taiwanese love me and the police weren't sure if they were supposed to like me or not. Maybe they didn't speak English. I'm going to say maybe because I don't want them to look bad. Okay, mob dynamics. So I'm trying to explain to you what my experience has been with mob dynamics. And I've explained that over these last two Taiwan special episodes. All right. So what do I think what was going on with this kid, with these Make America Great and Make America Great Again Man, Mega Man to Mega Man, MAGA hats, these red Trump hats, Make America Great Again hats, Catholic high school, they're here on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. I think they've got a license to be there, or it's a lawful assembly of some kind. Whatever they're doing is A-okay. And along comes a Native American group that's probably got Amnesty International, at least got, you know, watching this. Okay, you know, who knows? But along comes this Native American group. They're not Christian. They're Native American. They got their Native American religion. I presume, anyway. I suppose they could be Christian, but they're probably not Catholic. But they're on a different political thing. They've got human rights and all that, which human rights is, I mean, Trump loves human rights. He wants good Mexicans to come in. He wants to end human trafficking. My goodness, Trump wants to stop all the bad people that want to do human trafficking. He wants to end human trafficking at the border, Trump does. But that's not a main campaign platform, so the anti-human trafficking people never heard that about Trump because, you know, CNN never said so. So if CNN doesn't say it, or CNBC or MSNBC, you know, NBC, you know, then they don't hear it. So, or Comedy Central, I'm sorry, Comedy Central never says that Trump wants to stop human trafficking. So they don't know that. So you've got, it's just not a main talking point. So you've got these two different groups that are not against each other, but they're just kind of in different orbits. But their orbits are crossing and they're converging. And this group of Native Americans, or this Native American-related demonstration group, starts walking towards the space where this high school group of Catholics with red Make America Great Again hats was lawfully assembled. The two mobs converged. And the one mob wanted the other mob to move out the way, so to speak, as we say in classic American. They, you, get out the way. I'm coming through, get out the way. Now, that's my black roots, which is another topic. But anyhow, I'm not representing Native Americans. But you know what I mean. Get out the way. Okay, it's like that song, Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. And I think that's the radio version. So, you know, this mob comes through and they want the Catholic kids with the red hats to move out of the way. Well, all the kids open. This is mob dynamics. There's energy. There's, I was talking with a professor at Roosevelt in Chicago, and I called it political electricity, and he knew what I was talking about. I said, and Sunflower students had political electricity. And I said, do you know what that, he goes, yeah, I know what political electricity is. I mean, Chicago, you see the mayor from time to time, and it's kind of like seeing the president. There's this energy, this jolt that shows up. Well, mobs have political electricity of a certain level. And so when you're in that environment with, you're just, there's political electricity going around, there's mob dynamics, there's an energy there that you don't catch on camera. You can't record it. And some people feel it more than others. And I think both this student and this Native American that was on the drum, they both felt it. And they were having a face-off. Now, that Native American, he said he was afraid. I don't think he's lying. I think he genuinely felt a reasonable concern for something, but I don't think he felt his life was in danger. And he said that he didn't feel fear for his own safety, but for the future, he was feeling an electric confrontation. The kid that was standing there was smiling. He wasn't moving. He wasn't frowning or showing his teeth. He wasn't making obscene gestures or talking about someone's mother. He was just standing there and smiling, but he wasn't going to move out the way. He wasn't going to yield his place. He was holding his ground. No, we were here first, and we're not going to be mobbed, shouldered out, elbowed out of the way. Not going to happen. And he knew he had the ability to do it. Now, was he right to do that? Probably he was there first. I don't think he did it because it was right. I think maybe God let him do it because God wanted it done. Because when mobs are happening, that gets political and God decides politics a lot of the time. God did not want that mob to move forward. That kid, I don't think he knew what he was doing. I think, having been in mob, I don't know why I stepped between the police and the Taiwan Solidarity Union. And I don't know why I started shouting, we love police. When you're there in the political electricity, you just do things, as Heath said. So, Heath Ledger, for those of you who read Rapids. So, I think the kid was just standing there because the political electricity made him do it. And he was friendly. I mean, what better way is there to stay off a group of people that wants to take your ground without smiling? What better way is there to stand and hold up your face? Not, he didn't even hold up his hand. He just stood there. What more diplomatic way is there to deny a mob access rights of engaging in a hostile takeover of the Lincoln Memorial steps? Come on. What? All these people complaining about this kid doing something bad, they're not explaining something better he could have done to achieve the result, which is the same complaint against the guy whose hat he was wearing. People complain about Trump. I don't like how he talks. It's not what he does. It's how he does it. Okay, so how are you going to make certain things happen? Well, I don't know, but then can it? You had a group of people that wanted to take someone else's space. The other someone else's peoples were there first. And then this group that wanted to take the space were there later. And this kid said, no, it ain't happening. And it didn't happen. I think political electricity did its thing and showed power. I think there was a show of power. This was mob versus mob. And it's not... I don't know that there had to be good or bad guys. I think the need for there to be good or bad guys is what all this came down to. Now, the guy with the drum, I don't think he was bad. He had things he wanted to say. And he was there facing this kid, and he lived to tell about it. You know, I don't blame him. I don't think he should have done anything else wrong. To me, it's just, this is mob dynamics. I don't think this is really news. This should be in a sociology textbook. People should be writing papers about mob versus mob and why one mob can't get through. I don't think there were any political statements being made here. It was just one kid saying, no, there's a mob that wants through, and I can feel I have the political electricity to say no, and so I'm going to say no. And I love them, but they can't come through here. And I'm going to stand here and smile, and that's what that looked like to me. I know, because I've been there. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Huawei. See you then.